heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their life.
Opportunity to speak about the hearts of those who sometimes cannot fight for themselves. Thank you for this moment to be able to share our hearts with the president and his administration. Dr. King said, we cannot influence a table that we are not seated at. And so we pray that this conversation will be fruitful and productive and honoring of the best traditions of this nation.
Yes.
We further pray that you will continue to give wisdom and insight to our president and his leadership team to be what our nation needs to build this country from the inside out, that we will continue to be a beacon of hope and light around this world. Bless his family, bless his health, and everything that he puts his hands to do. Yes. This is our prayer. And bless our time together. Jesus, in your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jim. I think he's done that before. I appreciate that.
His story reminds us that prayer changes hearts and transforms lives. It uplifts the soul, inspires action, and unites us all as one nation under God. So important. And we say it here, you know? A lot of people... They don't say it. But you know what? They're starting to say it more, just like we're starting to say Merry Christmas when that day comes around. You notice the big difference between now and 2 or 3 years ago? It was going in the other direction rapidly, right? Now it's straight up. Our country was founded on prayer. Our communities are sustained by prayer. And our nation will be renewed by hard work, a lot of intelligence, and prayer.
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. The white... Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exist for only one reason, to protect and enrich itself. The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake in this election. For those who control the levers of power in Washington, and for the global special interests, they partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. Our campaign represents a true existential threat like they haven't seen before. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not We, the people, reclaim control over our government. The political establishment that is trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous failures, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs, as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets of a handful of large corporations and political entities. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation, and this will be our last chance to save it. This election will determine whether we are a free nation or whether we have only the illusion of democracy, but are in fact controlled by a small handful of global special interests rigging the system, and our system is rigged. This is reality. You know it, they know it, I know it, and pretty much the whole world knows it. The Clinton machine is at the center of this power system. We've seen this firsthand in the WikiLeaks documents in which Hillary Clinton meets in secret with international banks to plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty in order to enrich these global financial powers, her special interest friends, and her donors. Honestly, she should be locked up. The most powerful weapon deployed by the...
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Our prayer call will start in 1 minute. We still have people joining us on the call. We'll be right with you.
...is no longer involved in journalism. They're a political special interest, no different than any lobbyist or other financial entity with a total political agenda. And the agenda is not for you, it's for themselves. Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever is necessary. The Clintons are criminals, remember that. This is well documented, and the establishment that protects them has engaged in a massive cover-up of widespread criminal activity at the State Department and the Clinton Foundation in order to keep the Clintons in power. They knew they would throw every lie they could at me and my family and my loved ones. They knew they would stop at nothing to try to stop me. Nevertheless, I take all of these slings and arrows gladly for you. I take them for our movement so that we can have our country back. I knew this day would arrive. It's only a question of when. And I knew the American people would rise above it and vote for the future they deserve. The only thing that can stop this corrupt machine is you. The only force strong enough to save...
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the prayersfor45.com call for Thursday night, April 11th. Well, we had an exciting day. A lot happening. All prayers are being answered on so many fronts, and actually in many cases much quicker than I would have anticipated. But since the Mueller report has been released, everything is full speed ahead. The Patriots are on offense, and they need our prayers. So here we are tonight for our two prayers. As always, our first prayer will be for President Trump, his family, the administration, of course, their well-being. And tonight in our second prayer, we have a new prayer leader, Ingrid, who will lead us in another prayer we'll talk about in a little bit. Kimberly, good evening. How you doing?
I am great, Scotty. I'm celebrating 20 years of marriage to my awesome husband today, April 11th.
Well, isn't he the lucky guy?
He is the love of my life, absolutely.
Well, we wish you and your husband great, great 20 more years together, 40 more years, 60 more years. Gosh, I think we're going to live forever.
120.
The technology is going to be released. We're all going to live forever, right?
Something like that. I love it.
Well,
hey, Scotty,
why don't you go ahead.
You know, I was going to talk to you. We're entering the Passover season, and you know, I just was having a revelation about all of the miracles that we are asking the Lord to do, and I had this epiphany today that, you know, this stuff that we're asking God to do is kind of like the impossible, right? I mean, it's really kind of like, you know, when you read the story of the Passover and you just try to imagine, you know, 10 plagues and 10 million people and the Red Sea parting and Pharaoh saying go and Moses saying let my people go, right? The Passover story, right? And then all
right
of a sudden,
on.
God delivers his people. And I am not saying that by any means is Trump Moses. That is not what I am talking about. I am talking about the impossible, that we are asking the Lord to do the impossible, to set the people free once again, and to give us signs and wonders that are going to show us that only God could have done this. That only God could have made this happen. That only God, through his orchestrated circumstance, could have possibly allowed the deep state to be exposed and held accountable. That only God could have done it. Not man, but him alone. What do you think? Is that an amazing epiphany or what?
It is. And, of course, God has used many humans as vessels to
Absolutely.
Carry out his plan. And, you know, Kennedy was probably the last most profound man that was going down this path of resetting the rule of law and resetting the financial system, but he never made it. We know why. He
yeah.
was murdered, and the deep state yeah. was remained in control. But here we are, and
yes.
it's so evident in everything that's happening, and including the arrest of Julian Assange today, which was all for show because we know he's mm-hmm. now in the hands of the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And he will be used like everybody else that's working with the Patriots. Assange is another one that God is using, right?
Amen. Amen. And don't forget that Moses was technically a murderer. He was actually in exile when God called him. So we're not talking about anybody being perfect here, right? Because God uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. That's actually scripture, right?
Right.
So it's amazing. So anyways, let's bow our heads in prayer and just come before the Lord and thank him for this season of deliverance. Father, we just come before you. We thank you so much that as we approach the Passover season and as we approach the Lord's Day and the celebration of Easter and the resurrection of your Son, which was the final atonement sacrifice, and it's whose blood even gives us entrance into your throne room. We thank you so much that we can look at both of those sacred events that took place and are well documented in our scriptures, Lord, and thank you that you are a God who delivers, that your name means God, my deliverer. And so we call upon you to be not just our deliverer in this circumstance, but also to be our protector and our defender and our banner and our healer. Lord, I could sit here and name all of the names that your name, Jehovah, means. And Lord, we would just declare your goodness to the planet, Lord. And we know that we can come in boldness because of the blood that was shed and ask for anything. And your word says in the gospel that we can look at a mountain and command it to be thou removed. And in your name, it is done. And so we speak to the mountain of the deep state and we command it in Jesus' name, be thou removed. And we ask, Lord, that you would bring your people through on dry land, that you would allow those who need mercy to receive mercy, and that you would allow those who need to be held accountable to be held accountable, and that you would allow those who need swift justice to receive their due justice. We thank you that you are a God who is just and you are a God who is merciful. And we thank you that both of those character qualities spiral into your great, boundless love. And it's so with your love tonight that we come before your throne and we thank you that you love us. We thank you that you love President Trump, that you love his family, Lord, that you love the people that you've surrounded him with, Lord, to to lead him and advise him and give him counsel. And I pray, Lord, that your love would sustain him, that it would revive him, that it would encourage him, Lord, that it would protect and defend him. Lord, we thank you that your love covers a multitude of sin and that your love was the very reason that you sent your son. And we thank you for that. We thank you that your son came into the world to die for the world because you love the world. And so, Lord, we ask that you would do an amazing thing in the days and weeks to come, Lord, that you would continue to pave the way, that you would continue to allow these amazing events to take place that could speak only evidence of your hand sovereignly moving. We give you all the praise and all the glory in your mighty name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Kimberly. You know, we appreciate you always come to pray with a purpose, and you always give this great thought during the day before our prayer call. So thank you so much
for
all that you bring to us and your preparation and your powerful prayers. Thank you so much.
Praise God.
Well, we have a new prayer leader tonight, everybody. So everyone, please give a warm welcome to Ingrid. Ingrid is going to lead us in our sacred prayer. She has joined our prayer team of great prayer leaders. And she and I exchanged some messages. We're going to pray for all of us patriots tonight. And the way I see things moving in this country, the lines have blurred long ago between Republican and Democrat. And we all know there really is just one party, the globalist elite-controlled party, with rhinos and Democrats, and the lines are bleeding, as I said. And really what's emerged are sort of two new sides or parties, if you will, politically speaking. And the party we belong to is the TS party, the Trump supporter party. And we are the patriots that make up the Trump supporter party. And then we have those that are anti-Trump, the AP party. And those people are coming over to our side little by little, slowly but surely. And I'll make one very important note about these two parties, the Trump-supporting party and the anti-Trump party. Nobody is leaving the Trump-supporting party from 2016 when we put President Trump in the White House. I don't know of anybody that has left this great patriot movement supporting our president. On the other hand, many thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of LGBTQ, blacks, Hispanics, just generally independent thinking people are coming over to our side. And so our patriot movement continues to grow, and we're going to pray tonight that it grows big and strong and stays very healthy and very united, and we shall not let those that want us divided to divide us anymore. So, Ingrid, good evening and welcome. How are you?
Good evening, Scotty. I'm well. Thank you.
Awesome. So would you please take the floor and lead us in prayer? And we're grateful to have you for your first time leading us in prayer. So the floor is yours.
Okay. Thank you. I'd like to just begin by calling some things to mind. We come with freedom and confidence into God's presence. This is from Ephesians 3:12. And how can we do that? Because we are sanctified and made acceptable in and through Christ Jesus, Corinthians 1, verse 2. And because we are marked as belonging to God by his Holy Spirit, Ephesians 1:13. Since we are in Christ with all other believers, let us pray. Dear Lord, please clothe all in this group, all prayer warriors, believers, and supporters of our president, and those who are only just awakening, in the full suit of armor as provided by you through the Holy Spirit. We ask that we take your stand against the evil one's schemes, for we acknowledge that struggles are not against flesh and blood, but against the powers of darkness and against the spiritual forces of evil coming from the heavenly realms. Lord, please clothe all of us in your full armor every minute of every hour of every day, so that we, the people called by your name, will be strong and safe when the roaring darkness pours out its fury on your chosen, that we may not be caught weak and unprepared. When the day or hour of evil comes, Lord, please let us stand strong for you, supporting your holy will and ways. Let us not be found lacking. We can be confident when dressed for each battle, large and small, when dressed in your full armor. Thank you, Jesus, for providing us with a full and complete armor. We are thankful for the belt of truth, being able to discern between right and wrong, truth and deception, which is becoming increasingly difficult, and the breastplate of righteousness, Lord, which holds up this belt. Oh, Lord, help us live our lives that honor you by keeping your commandments, being just, and practicing righteousness. Please continue to fit our feet with the gospel of peace. Lord, help us to remember that gospel means good news, referring to the sacrifice of Christ on the cross, which provides the peace, knowing Jesus. Let us therefore be ready, even in times of darkness, to share the love of Jesus. Our feet, when wearing these shoes, equip us to cover rough territory and not fail as we walk in his strength. In addition to this, Lord, strengthen us to take up the shield of faith, which will extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. Lord, thank you for the faith we, your children, are blessed with. Not a feeling, but faith, which is the substance of things hoped for with evidence not seen. Substance is concrete. Evidence is solid proof. Please, Lord, continue to infuse us, your people, these patriots, with faith to stand strong. Give us your power through faith to ward off the barrage of lies, half-truths, and attacks. By your grace and mercy, cause all of Satan's flaming arrows to bounce off and not penetrate our minds and souls. Please, Lord, as we stand behind you as our shield, incapacitate the enemy and cause him to flee. As a group, we pray that each of us is strengthened to be as one forming a testudo, as Roman armies did, to shield each other by holding the shield of faith, being one in purpose and faith. We thank you, Lord, for your helmet of salvation, constructed by you, especially for each one of us, custom made. Keep us all safe from the blows of the evil one, blows to our minds, anything that would disrupt or disorientate or discourage, all deceit, Lord. Let it be an anchor for our soul. Lastly, Lord, we thank you and praise you for our only offensive but powerful weapon, the two-edged sword of truth. Lord, help us to effectively wield this weapon. Please continue teaching us your truth through your word, the Bible. Please motivate us, your children, to seek this truth on a daily basis, empowering us through the truth of your Holy Scripture to defeat and deter, as well as to share the good news. Lead us, Lord, to find truth through study of the Bible and daily communion with you. Please provide the wisdom and understanding necessary to wield this powerful weapon. Therefore, Lord, we claim the blessings promised in Ephesians 1:3. Every spiritual blessing promised in Christ. Please keep our families and friends safe from physical harm and illness, and please give all of us financial discernment and ample daily provision as we march forward each new day, fully dressed in your whole armor. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Wow, Ingrid, thank you so much for your first prayer for prayersfor45.com. That was just so deeply thoughtful and meaningful. And, you know, you said something to me that I wanted you to kind of elaborate on. I thought it was a very interesting point you made. And if you could elaborate for everybody, you said that each piece of the armor has the ability to demolish strongholds. And I think that's a really interesting concept. Can you explain that for everybody before we close with a gratitude prayer?
Well, we know that there are strongholds in this world that are caused by Satan and his emissaries. And each piece of this armor of God, each piece can vindicate. Each piece is here, has been given to us by the Lord to protect us, to guide us, and to use. And if we're faithful in our lives and reflecting the Lord in our life and using the armor of God, that can work against the enemy in each step and each way. As in the righteousness, wearing the breastplate, the breastplate of righteousness, that protects us. And because if we are living a righteous life, based on the scriptural principles, then there is no room for Satan. And when we are righteous and protected with our righteousness, then we can move forward with all the other elements of the armor. And each one of those elements comes into play in different ways, because we are attacked by the enemy. And if you think about it as going into battle, and you think about, say, the helmet and how the helmet was constructed for each soldier, because each was kind of, there wasn't any mass production then, so each was made individually for these soldiers. And so the Lord makes individual helmets for us, helmets that come down and protect the back of our neck, so to speak, so that when the enemy attacks, the attack doesn't get to us. The helmet protects our heads so that, you know, and it comes around, and in a battle it would come around and protect the cheeks. So what happens is each piece of this armor of God can break strongholds because the enemy cannot get footholds within us.
Awesome. Awesome. What a great great concept. If you think that what you just said, then this prayer tonight, this prayer group coming together and praying for 20 or so minutes is a piece of the armor, and it has the ability to demolish Satan one little piece at a time.
And so, also, when thinking of the shield, and if you're, you know, think about how the Romans used the shields. And, you know, they'd get together, and when they would come up against an army that was really attacking them, they would stand in a square formation. The outside soldiers would hold those shields up outside on them, and the inside soldiers would hold the shields up overhead. And the flaming darts and the rocks that were being thrown down at them, or however they were being attacked, couldn't get through. And so that part of the army was powerful just in defending itself, so it didn't get hurt and could move on into the battle. And that's part of what I was praying for here for the Patriots and the group, that because we are of one mind and because we have one vision and we have faith in the Lord God, we also can use those shields of faith to keep us safe during the storm.
Well, wow. I mean, you've given us so much to think about, Ingrid, and a little bit of a history lesson, reminder that we are not walking down this road the first time, are we? There have been many before us who fought for sovereignty and for freedom, and here we are coming together tonight and praying and using our swords and our shields and everything we have to fight the satanic cabal. And as we do each of our prayers, we'll close with a gratitude prayer. So, Lord, we devoted ourselves to prayer tonight, being watchful and thankful, and in turn, you will show us the light. Lord, we're grateful to be on our mission to pray for President Trump. We're grateful he's leading the storm, and he's focused on his mission and his purpose as president, and to reassert our sovereignty, to reform the liberal satanic international cabal. And we pray. We pray and give thanks that you will guide our friends, our family, and our fellow American patriots to help us and to help themselves exert their sovereignty as well. Lord, we aspire to make this international order, the bankers, the politicians, the people that serve the citizens of this planet, to serve us well and not to control us. Lord, we're here in gratitude that you are going to use your God-given authority to execute justice and establish righteous rule in America. We would be thankful for our complete and total sovereignty. Lord, we're so grateful you heard our prayers tonight. We're grateful for our prayer leaders, Kimberly and Ingrid. We're grateful for Betty and Pastor Joseph and Evelyn and Diane and Van and all the prayer warriors on this call tonight. We thank you, the members of this Prayer for 45.com community. You joined us in prayer tonight, so Lord, let our roots grow down into you. Let our lives be built around you. Our faith will grow strong in the truth we were taught, and we will overflow with thankfulness and gratitude. Lord, we're thankful for everything you've given us. We're thankful for the loved one in our lives, for the many ways in which all of us on this call tonight are cared for and supported. Lord, thank you for the many ways we can serve and give you and give to others today and every day. Lord, we want to serve, and therefore we shall do your work. Lord, thank you. Amen. And there's no better way, folks, to go out and show your gratitude by paying it forward. So everybody go out and do something good tonight. I'm going to go feed some homeless person in the street tonight, and I'm sure you'll all find something equally as meaningful that makes you feel good and pays it forward and gives thanks to God and to our country for the path we're on, and pay the gratitude forward by doing something nice. Give somebody a hug, buy somebody a meal, and by all means, love your family and have a great night. We'll see you on Sunday. Bye-bye now.